game coach was like, get him next time. How's everything going as you head into this one?
A little so, but I think I'll be ready to go. Excited to go. Great matchup against AJ Green. I got to be ready to go.
You've been accepting these challenges all year. I remember back in training camp, you dinged up your shoulder. You would not come out. You wouldn't miss practice. Is a new mentality that you had coming into this year to do that and not get off the field?
Yeah, definitely. You can't get off the field. I give somebody else an opportunity that I don't want to pass up. So I got to just fight through these injuries and make it through.
How do you slow down a guy like AJ Green?
There ain't really no slowing down. I got to go home and watch some tape. I told Mike, don't come to my house this week. I'll watch a lot of tape on him, see the things he like and things he dislike, and try to go from there.
Now, how slow will you take it in practice this week? Is this kind of a limited day and round into it, or will you go hard today? How do you approach practice?
Whatever the coach just said, the best decision, I'll go from there. But I'll make sure that I'll be ready to go 100% by Sunday.
Ken, you were lobbying to go back into the game, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely I wanted to go back, had an opportunity, stopped them. They had the final drive, and I wanted to be out there.
Ken, it's just one of those games where, because of what's at stake, if you can walk, you're gonna get in there, you're going to lobby to get in there this week?
Oh, I'm playing no matter what. Even if it's a pull or anything, I'll tape it up and be ready to go. Got to play. Play all starting up.
Cortez looked like he's gonna get the go. What's he bring to the table on the other side away from you?
He bring a lot. Like, he got experience now. He's been playing a lot of games, so he had a feel for the old receivers since we played him, so having him back would be a big help.
Keenan, so often over the years, Ike has manned up with the other guy's best receiver. He had a great game against the Bengals the first time. Is it you and AJ this week?
Yeah, definitely going to be me and AJ. Y'all know the matchup, what it's going to be. I'm excited to take on that challenge to see where I'm at, also to see where he at.
This is your greatest challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So far, he one of the best in the league at what he do. I'll be ready to go.
How's it different from Des Bryant?
I think they both good receivers. I ain't going to say comparison who the best, but like I said, they two good players, rising stars in this league.
Kenny, are you still sore and you expect to be 100% by the end of the week or just healthy by the end of the week?
It's week 15. I don't think I'm going to be 100%, but I'll be ready to go.
You're still sore?
Yeah, I'm still sore, but I'll be ready to go.
You've been talking about this since preseason. Has there been one week where you felt kind of good? One week?
Nah. It's football. National Football League, very physical, so I accept it.
Hey, Keenan, you're a starter from day one this year. Just your thoughts on how you handle the job and how you're getting better and better with each game?
Yeah, just getting an opportunity to see different things, getting the speed of the game, starting to slow down to my pace, I call it. So just having that behind my belt every week, just like seeing it over and over, yeah. You don't have no choice but to get better, I guess.
Kenny, do you think Dalton's a better quarterback than Flacco?
I wouldn't say that. They both good quarterbacks, can make all the throws out there. So we got to be ready no matter what. I don't really see a difference. Like I say, when a quarterback can make all the throws, it ain't too much different. You can really say they're two good quarterbacks.
Keenan, have you been able to look big picture at this, what especially a big game this week does for you and your future and your whole family?
No. Why base it on one game? It's the whole season.
But
right?
You're getting better and better. Now you're the man. This is a big game. AJ Green could be the greatest athlete in the NFL.
I ain't going to take it like that. I'm going to take one game at a time and see where I go from there.
The play you got hurt on, was that maybe one of your defining plays of the season? You were up pretty high to break up that pass.
I don't know. I'm going to let y'all decide that. I can't really call it.
Have you ever been up there before? Come on.
No, I ain't been that high. I didn't think I could jump that high, actually, but now I know, so I'll jump a little high, hopefully.
Are you giving you any tips on how to cover AJ?
Yeah, we're gonna sit down this week. He's going to drop a game plan like he always do for me. He helped me out tremendously, so I'll be ready to go.
He did pretty well. I mean, I know Dez caught that one. He made a pretty good move, too.
I mean, it kind of upset him.
Otherwise, you think he played pretty well against him?
Yeah, definitely. You take that pass away, 30 yards? So, but that's a key part of that game. I can't get that up. So I'll make sure this week that I hopefully don't get that up again.
Someone said he pushed off on that.
Nah, he didn't push up. Ran a good route.